Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The meeting at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky getting off to a tense start. Vice President J.D. Vance and members of Trump's cabinet also in the room. President Trump blaming Zelensky for being disrespectful.
Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning.
I know.
You're not winning this.
I.
You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong from the very beginning of the war. We've been alone, and we are thankful.
Zelensky trying to thank the U.S., but also working to get security guarantees for any peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
President Trump telling Zelensky he does not hold the cards. The meeting ending early, President Trump issuing a statement saying he believes Zelensky is not ready for peace if America is involved. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop the fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. The Wisconsin State Assembly held a hearing on a Republican bill that would require sheriffs to assist in federal immigration enforcement efforts this week. The bill would require sheriff's office personnel to ask for proof of citizenship or legal status from any individual arrested on felony-level charges and report unverifiable status to federal immigration officials. It also threatens to cut state aid to offices that do not adhere to the requirements. Governor Tony Evers has already said he will not sign the legislation if it advances to his desk. Duluth law enforcement officials say they were not made aware of a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation conducted in the city on Thursday morning. According to the Duluth Police Department, federal immigration officials arrested several people working on a roofing project in the city's Lakeside neighborhood. Chief Mike Sanua said in a statement that the department's main priority remains the safety and security of the community, and they were not informed of any actions being taken in the city by federal immigration authorities. A popular outdoor recreation site in Bayfield County is looking to restructure its operations as it contends with a nearly $1 million deficit. The Oshawa Bay Alliance manages both Big Top Chautauqua and Mount Oshawa Bay Ski and Recreation Area. Officials say that mild winter conditions in recent years and rising performance costs have contributed to the deficit. Among the potential budget solutions are proposals to reduce the total number of concerts, as well as expanding hiking trails and environmental education opportunities. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brook Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Battling a brutal wind today, with winds sustained out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts approaching 40. With crashing temperatures today, we've got wind chills on top of that. We could see a few spotty sprinkles early, flipping to flurries behind the front. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 33 at our studios.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC Chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on the Civic Media Radio Network on this Friday, TGIF, February 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny skies, downtown Madison here at the World Headquarters. Not so great day to be an American, quite frankly. Ongoing special coverage of our show here coming up at the bottom of the hour. We will try to lighten things up a bit. Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in with a week in review. We spent the first half hour of this program at noon till 12:30 bringing you the direct uncut cuts. The audio coverage, of an unprecedented newser gaggle, they call it, where the President of the United States is in the Oval Office, Vice President Vance was on the couch, and in the other chair beside the fireplace was the President of Ukraine, Zelensky. We had a piece we were going to read for you, by the way, on this deal. That's why Zelensky came to the United States to sign a deal on minerals today. Ukraine has a lot of great wealth, graphite, titanium, lithium, uranium, essential stuff for all sorts of electronics and tech products. And Trump had said, look, I'll sign this. He basically bullied Zelensky into saying, look, give us a bunch of your mineral rights and cash, or what tantamount to cash. And, you know, we'll allow companies to go over there and do this, private U.S. companies. And since there's Americans there, well, yeah, we're not going to let our Americans get blown up. So, you know, there'll be some military coverage if you do this. What it really is, what it comes down to for Trump, as always, about the Benjamins, democracy and freedom are really non-essential to Donald Trump. But Ukraine would pay dearly and still would not have been secure from Putin's takeover. But that deal was squashed about an hour ago when they had this gaggle, this press event in the Oval Office, and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, a sworn ally of the U.S. And Trump defended Vladimir Putin to Zelensky's face and admonished him, saying, quote, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me, unquote. Said that Zelensky didn't have the cards to demand anything. After about a 20-minute event, they went behind. And by the way, the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine put their heads in their hand during this. Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State looking straight ahead like he just had shock treatment. Republican members of Congress saying that Trump missed on all accounts. They went into talk about this privately, and shortly, about 15 minutes later, it was called off. Zelensky has left the White House, and they did not sign the mineral deal in the Oval Office or anywhere else. And here now, one word. Sometimes words can say a lot. They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Sometimes it just takes a word. This may be the most telling part of this entire event today, unprecedented event. An advisor to Russian President Vladimir Putin reacted to the video of the heated Oval Office exchange between Ukrainian President Zelensky and U.S. President Donald Trump with one word, quote, historic, unquote. Kirill Dmitriev, a special envoy to Putin, put that on X moments ago. He is the CEO of the Russian Direct Investment Fund and attended the recent discussions between the U.S. and Russia about Saudi Arabia, or about Ukraine in Saudi Arabia. The Russians don't fear anything anymore. Calling it historic, what just happened. Historic in the sense we have never seen a president of the United States admonish an ally of the U.S. to their face in the Oval Office while at the same time defending a sworn enemy in a dictator like Vladimir Putin. Remember, Putin is a former KGB. And if Matt Flynn were here, I'm sure he knows the history. He could tell me exactly who it was. If Joe is still listening, she could call in. I'm sure she knows. I can't remember whether it was Khrushchev or who. One of the former Soviet leaders of the old Soviet Union, now Russia. Once said, maybe it was Stalin, said, eventually we will defeat the United States of America and we'll never fire a shot. They took a huge step towards that today in the Oval Office. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. I want to read just a couple of the texts here that are coming in on the text line. I'm going to pull up my phone because my eyes are a little bit better. I got to get new glasses, Summers. Brian, listening in Milwaukee, says, I'm sorry if you thought the reality show The Apprentice was good. Just wait for the new installment called The Dictator. This is like a nightmare of a reality show. And we, the American people, are all players in this twisted game. That's Brian from Milwaukee. Brian also saying this is a sad day for America. I feel like I want to vomit. I think that describes a lot of us. Kurt, listening on WMDX in Madison, says it's called extortion. Steve, listening on WMDX in Madison, says, Todd, if you want to know, this was all by design by Trump and Putin. No sign of a deal will give less help, if any, from us in protection and protect Putin's free reign. He'll take it all. That's a great point, Steve. You have to wonder whether Trump ever intended to sign this deal at all, or whether this was all. I mean, Trump said in this press event, he said, this is going to be great for TV. You have to wonder if Trump had any intent to sign this at all, or if it was just simply to get Zelensky to go around the world and then humiliate him on international television on Putin's behalf. Other texters coming in fast and furious right now, just trying to get to a few of them. Steve and WMDX says, we should all be praying for Zelensky's safe return. I agree. What else do we have here? Just checking the list here. Jack in Racine, listening on WAUK, says the president met with two mafia thugs. Or Zelensky met with two mafia thugs. Our country is now aligned with a murderous dictator over a democracy fighting for its life. Long live Ukraine. Matt in Middleton. Trump has known Russian oligarchs for decades as they bailed him out in the late 80s. One more here. Listener in McGuanago. Trump is evil. He will take us into war and blame Zelensky and probably Biden. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. One more texter, a brand new texter. We appreciate you. Says, contact Congressman Van Orden's office. Tell him to start House proceedings against Trump and Vance and to evoke the 25th Amendment to be a real patriot. Look, I hope that would be great. I just don't have any confidence right now that the Republican Party is going to do anything to stop this. Let's go to the phone lines. Wisco Paul. Wisco, thanks for calling. What say you?
Well, thanks for having us on today, Todd. I was in the car listening to it, and I couldn't believe it. Mm. My wife was with me, and she couldn't believe it. An American president pretty much sided with Russia on everything. And we both were talking about it, and we think Zelensky was set up.
Yep.
And this was made for Putin. And I hope he does make it back because he's a moving target now.
Mm-hmm.
I never in my life, I grew up as believing Russia was a threat. And that's what our defense has always been against with nukes and stuff. Also, I want to get your take on this thing. Well, this guy, no Republican's going to go against Trump. They're scared to death of him. They've already proved with the liquidation of the federal government. They're scared to death of them, and they won't lift a finger. But if you're living in Germany or anywhere in NATO, are you ready to arm yourself? I mean, that I'll just leave it with that. Yeah. You got to be thinking, holy Christ.
Yeah.
Canada.
Thank you, Whisper Paul. Want to go to our friend, ongoing contributor. We appreciate him listening and calling in. He was on the program to start the week. Did not anticipate him calling in at the end of the week, but I'm so glad he did. He is a former chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, a Navy veteran, and an author, our friend Matt Flynn. Matt, thanks so much for calling in. What have you got for us, my friend?
Yeah, Todd, great to hear your voice. The reason I'm calling in is this. I have been getting calls and texts from Democrats around the state. And I just have got to comment. You've seen that exchange between Zelensky and then Trump and Vance.
We played it we spent the first half hour. We played the majority of it in real time without interruption or commentary so that people could listen to themselves. We've been talking about it ever since. But go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, great. So I just want to say from my perspective, from the perspective of a lot of people calling me, remember one thing. Donald Trump does not get to speak for a change of American policy and screwing our allies after 250 years just by his say-so. He said these things. It's very important that everybody listening to your show know that we have our own foreign policy. It's an American foreign policy. We stand for freedom and democracy, and we stand by our allies. What he did was shameful. Donald Trump has been compromised. He's frightened of Vladimir Putin. And because of his own personal sexual indiscretions and the Steele report, whatever else is on him, that does not permit him to snap his fingers and turn and stab an ally in the back. I just wanted you to hear that from me, and I'm channeling a number of texts and calls I've been getting. It's the most disturbing damn thing I think I've seen in public life in a long time, Todd. I'm very glad that you're on it. I'm very glad that you played it. But everybody listening, call the Ukrainian embassy. Call all of our allies' embassies. Call their consulates in Chicago and tell them, we stand with you. We stand with democracy. Donald Trump is a traitor.
Matt, can you stay with us for the break? I just want a couple more minutes with you if we can, if you have time, my friend.
Sure. Happy to do it.
Matt Flynn's going to stand by. Always great to hear from him. We have your phone calls as well. Don't go anywhere. It's a special edition covering an unprecedented report.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Looking for great golf food and fun in Hayward, Wisconsin? Big Fish Golf Club and Die Hard Sports Bar and Grill have it all. Thursday nights are bingo with a cause, raising money for the Hayward Senior Resource Center from 6 to 10 p.m. Weekends at Die Hard's bring unbeatable dining. They deliver pizzas, burgers, wings, and specialty sandwiches daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. within 10 miles. Plan your wedding or reunion in their event center for up to 150 guests. Call 715-934-4770 or visit golfbigfish.com.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger.
something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too, and that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you, but our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota,
the fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota,
we are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Earl Ingram.
Dr. Omar, we sometimes think I'm going to lose weight. I'm at the gym 3-4 times a week. And then 2 months down the road, they see that they've lost 3 pounds.
Think of the 4 main things to help us balance. How I sleep, how I eat, how I live, and my relationships. Don't shy away from seeking therapy. We need to seek that support to keep our health goals going.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Tonto Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, a special edition on this Friday, February 28th, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Our friend, ongoing contributor, he is a 2-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, an attorney, an author, and a U.S. Naval veteran, Matt Flynn, is on this program. We started the week with Matt. We had no intention, did not guess that we would be having Matt back on, but so thankful that he is in this unprecedented moment. Matt, you're always fond of saying history being made every moment of every day. There is no bigger front line to history than what happened in the Oval Office today, where the sitting president of the United States and vice president of the United States dressed down, and that's putting it mildly, I would say verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, a sworn U.S. ally in the Oval Office. And I'm quoting Trump today, looking at Zelensky, saying, quote, "Putin went through a hell of a lot with me," unquote, defended the dictator Vladimir Putin to Zelensky's face. Zelensky ended up there, went back into a back room to, they were going to sign this mineral rights deal. And now there is reporting that it fell apart, as would be expected, and Zelensky left the White House without signing the deal. A couple of speed round questions for you, my friend Matt Flynn. Number one, do you think that Zelensky was set up? Do you think that Putin never intended to sign this in the first place, but just wanted the circus?
Right. What I love is the slip of the tongue. Putin never intended. You're right. Trump is Putin. I think that is correct. Yes. I want to say a couple of
Freudian slip, Matt. Go ahead.
You talk about a setup. Here, they bring this guy in, and frankly, Zelensky looks stronger than Trump did. He really did.
He did.
But he's saying, no, yeah, you know, I'm grateful, blah, blah, blah. Then they were only supposed to go back to sign a document that had already been drafted, already approved. It was a ministerial act. You just sign it in private and go out and say, we signed it. The minute they got off camera, remember Trump said, this is great television. He did it for television. They go back in and Trump says, get the hell out of here,
right,
and walks away. And then, you know, and then you can't stay in the White House if the president doesn't want you there. So Zelensky is thrown out. Yes, it was a setup. And one of the things that was most disgusting was what a sycophant Vance is. I mean, he just sat there lying and attacking him. It was a 1-2. First of all, why was Vance there? That is, you know, you're right, president to president. You don't have somebody sitting around attacking you. But it was a setup. They went back to sign a ministerial act, a document already drafted. They said, get the hell out of here, and walked away.
Am I overstating this, Matt? You know history so well. It feels like to me, as someone who's been watching these things since the last year of Nixon, it feels to me this is a consequential, a monumental, a historical moment today in the White House. Put Trump aside. Look at the office of the President of the United States and our country. This sends a chilling signal, in my opinion, to all of the U.S. allies around the country, and this could be a global moment of change, and not for the good, I might add.
You hit the nail on the head. Can you imagine George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt doing anything like this in public?
No.
This guy is a shyster. And so if you are in the U.K. right now, if you're in Germany, if you're in France, Italy, Spain, all of the nations that really, these are our ancestors for a lot of us in this country. They're looking at this, and then they go, well, what is Trump going to do if Putin goes into Moldova? He's already in Moldova. He has the Transvestry, it's called, it's a slice of land. He's already in Georgia. What if he goes into Estonia and says, I'm going to liberate the eastern third, which is Russian-speaking. They're a member of NATO. This guy, Trump, is servile to Putin. He's afraid of Putin. We have a Manchurian candidate in the White House, and he has been compromised. The Steele Report, not just that, they've been funded for something like 20, 30 years, more than 30 years, because banks won't give him money. This has never been done before in American history, and if something isn't done right now, we can't wait around 4 more years for the next president.
I think we're approaching a critical point in American history. I no longer believe that it's a guarantee there will be midterm elections. But I think that too much has already happened. And the only thing left, in my opinion, Matt, with hope, is that so far, by and large, the courts have held. If those fall, Matt, I don't know that we can maintain democracy in America.
Right. And remember something, even in this last election, people with a Russian address were making bomb threats to black precincts, to Navajo precincts, all the Democratic precincts. There will be interference with the midterms. You're absolutely right. We have a free press still, and we have free judiciary by and large. They will hold. However, the more Trump gets to appoint them. So this is a message to everybody out there. You're Americans. Your vote is being overridden. This guy is simply trying to change the entire country. Don't stand for it. I don't care if you're Republican or not, or a Democrat or independent. Don't stand for it. Get out and speak out. Call our allies in their embassies and tell them we stand with them. Tell them that Trump has betrayed the United States. And this has got to be, you can't just sit back, because if you turn around, very, very hard to restore democracy.
It certainly is, Matt. Always appreciate your perspective. You're welcome here anytime, my friend. Thanks for taking a part of your Friday to call in. We value you, and we thank you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Todd. Great show as always. Thank
you. A pleasure. Let's go quickly to Dale in Oshkosh, WISS. Dale, you've been waiting for a long time. If you could get to do it quickly, go ahead, sir.
Okay, Todd, two quick things. One is Khrushchev said he would bury us alive while he was banging his shoe on the desk. And the other thing is he said we would do it within. I am embarrassed to be an American today. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. I appreciate it. Do we have time to get to Dick really quickly? Dick, WMDX, if you can do it in 30 seconds. Dick, go ahead.
I'd have to just say that this country made the biggest mistake in its history on the 5th of November of last year, and I've never seen anything so pathetic in my life. Can you imagine if FDR would have tried to extort Churchill during Lend-Lease like this? You're not servile enough to us, and you're not thanking us enough. Can you imagine that?
Right.
And by the way, I don't like your cigars or something.
Right.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is. So thank you very much, Dick. I appreciate it. It is not a great day for America, not a great day for foreign policy, but as Matt Flynn said, call the Ali as well as others. Here's the number again if you want to call the U.S. Embassy, Ukrainian Embassy in Washington, D.C., 202-349-2963. 202-349-2963. Zomeros will have it in our show notes. Let them know that America still stands with Ukraine and against the dictator that is Vladimir Putin. Fly the U.S. flag. Fly the Ukrainian flag. Slava Ukraine. Back with more after this on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A Brown County judge has dismissed a defamation lawsuit filed by Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde against a liberal political action committee and media companies. The lawsuit accused the Wynn Senate PAC of defamation over claims in a commercial that Hovde was running to rig the system and shelter his wealth. The Hovde campaign sent a cease and desist letter regarding the ad in June, but the organization argued that the advertisement was accurate. The judge ruled that accusing Hovde of trying to rig the system was a statement of opinion. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board will be hosting public hearings on standards for PFAS contamination in groundwater over the coming weeks. At their meeting on Wednesday, the board unanimously voted to hold the hearings on proposed standards that mirror Environmental Protection Agency recommendations. The standards would be set at 4 parts per trillion for the two most common PFAS compounds and 10 parts per trillion for less common compounds. The current Wisconsin drinking water standards are 70 parts per trillion. Ashland School District officials are reminding residents about their upcoming operational referendum in the April 1st election. The district is proposing the same referendum that failed by less than 100 votes in November. They're warning residents that if it fails to pass a second time, they will likely need to cut about 15 staff members next year. The referendum asks for $2 million each year for the next 5 years. Officials say the average household would pay about $4 extra per month in property taxes if it passes. Shell Lake School District officials say they will soon begin sending out informational mailers on their proposed operating referendum in the April 1st election. The district is asking residents to authorize them to exceed their revenue limit beginning next year and ending in the 2028-2029 school year. The increase would be about $500,000 next year and grow to about $1.7 million in the final year to cover growing operational, staffing, and program costs. A similar referendum was proposed in November but narrowly failed. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you weren't already aware, there will be a Shrek 5, and it will have a fresh-faced new star in the cast, according to Deadline.com. Zendaya will join the cast as Shrek's daughter. If you're scoring at home, that means she will play the offspring of Mike Myers and Cameron Diaz. Eddie Murphy will also be back as Donkey. Shrek 5 will be the first film in the franchise to hit theaters since 2010's Shrek Forever. The fifth installment is expected to grace our screens Christmas of 2026. The death of Gene Hackman will most likely be talked about for weeks to come in the entertainment business. Hackman and his wife Betsy were found dead in their New Mexico home Wednesday. Hackman quietly retired from acting in 2004 after appearing in the film Welcome to Mooseport. In a 2009 interview with Empire magazine regarding his retirement, Hackman revealed that the straw that broke the camel's back was his doctor telling him his heart could no longer handle excessive stress. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Battling a brutal wind today with winds sustained out of the northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts approaching 40. With crashing temperatures today, we've got wind chills on top of that. We could see a few spotty sprinkles early, flipping to flurries behind the front. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot in the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you heard Rojo and Van Orton deny that Republicans are trying to cut Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security? I break down the numbers and call them liar, liar, pants on fire starting at 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. And yes, trying to have some fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zomer's on the board on this TGIF edition, 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on February 28th. It's been a day, and I'm sure that our Civic Media programs will continue to follow this breaking news of the day, unprecedented event in the Oval Office between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. President Zelensky of Ukraine has now left the White House, no deal on the mineral rights being signed. And these ramifications will most likely be felt around the world for some time to come. Civic Media will continue to cover it. We will pick it up on Monday, assuming we still have a country. I only say that half jokingly, by the way. Big shout out to Kathy up in Shell Lake, Wisconsin, a first time listener to the show today, saying she could not believe the exchange she heard earlier between Trump, Vance, and Zelensky. She says of Trump and Vance, quote, disgusting. I would agree, Kathy. Big shout out to Shell Lake. My oldest godson, Alex, his partner, girlfriend, Keegan, is from Shell Lake. So a beautiful part of the world. We go now, as we do every other Friday, to lighten things up a bit. We go out to beautiful Brooklyn. Not Brooklyn, Wisconsin, of which there is one. We go to the Brooklyn, New York, in New York City. The one, the only, the managing editor of E-Bombs World, Peter Rapine. Peter, welcome back to the show. We understand you were feeling a little under the weather last week. The big thing that listeners want to know, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling a million times better.
Are you? All right.
I went to Mexico, and as many people that go to Mexico experience, I was a little under the weather.
Were there antibiotics required to make you feel better?
No. Oh, okay. No, just an insane amount of tea and vitamin C and, yeah, other medicines.
All right,
but I'm good. I'm back to 100%.
You look fantastic, as you most of the time do. You know, you look great. You have a trophy behind you. Did you win something recently? Were you in a competition? A writing competition?
No, this is not my trophy. This is actually a bowling trophy that I think we found at
a bowling trophy. Bowling's big in Wisconsin. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Bowling stolen valor.
Bowling stolen valor. Well, very good, Peter. We're glad you got some tea. Glad you're feeling better. CP filled in last week, and he did a great job. But you know, people say we like Peter on these things because you bring a unique perspective, and we love having you as well. As a reminder now, Peter and all the great folks at ePalmsWorld.com, where you can find these, this is not fiction. This is not made up. These are real stories of real wacky humans doing actual wacky things.
Yes. I always like to say we're funny, but we're not that funny.
Not that funny. All right. First headline, Peter, from E-Palms World.
All right. So first headline, DoorDash driver gets caught shooting his shot with customer's wife.
What? DoorDash driver gets caught shooting his shot with a customer's wife. Please explain. You have my attention.
If you're listening and you don't know what the phrase shooting your shot means, it is the phrase that, you know, kids use to talk about asking someone out. You see, you know, someone you like, you want to ask them on a date, you got to shoot your shot. And
right.
So the phrase shooters shoot is ubiquitous among young people.
Really? I've learned something already today. Shooters shoot, meaning that, you know, if you want a date, you got to take your shot.
Well, yeah, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Thank you, Wayne Gretzky.
Exactly. And the driver in the video is very polite about it. It's captured on the homeowner's Ring camera. Ooh. And I believe Mr. Zomers has some audio for us.
All right, here we go. The DoorDash driver.
Hi, man.
How's it going?
I'm sorry, I just dropped off an order for a girl. I was just wondering, I had a question while I was driving away if she was single or not.
For?
I think her name started with E.
Esther?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my wife.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man. Really, I'm sorry. Take care.
All right.
That was fantastic. Now, I have so many questions. Number one, God bless the guy for having the onions to go back there in the first place, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would say maybe it's a little creepy. I don't think women want to get hit on by their Uber or like DoorDash drivers. So like, If you're a DoorDash driver and you deliver a meal to a pretty girl, just go home. Don't drive back. You're not invited to do this. I think the homeowner was really nice because he could have been like, dude, get off my property.
That's my freaking life.
Yeah. And in the audio, it goes a couple more seconds and you hear him say, she's 47, dude, because he says, I'm here to talk to a girl. And he's like, he's clearly flattered, right? He must have like a, you know, good looking wife. But yes, DoorDash drivers.
Don't do that.
Don't go back. Don't go back.
But still, there's a small amount because I'm a timid person. And so there's a small amount of, you know what, at least as the kids say, he shot his shot. He took a shot.
And maybe 1 out of 10 times, if you're a DoorDash driver hitting on someone, it works.
Right, but not.
Don't take the chance.
And it could have, in today's world, it could have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes. You could have been
shot. Guy was, right. Yes. Right. If he was in Florida. DoorDash drivers in Florida, do not do that.
Florida man shoots DoorDash driver who was after his wife. All right, that's a perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for. That is a great way to kick off today's week in review with Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. Peter, next headline.
All right. Woman gets arrested for trying to use cop car like an Uber.
Woman gets arrested for trying to use cop car like an Uber. All right. This is another great headline. Please go ahead.
So this one is pretty much how it sounds. It's a video from inside of a cop car where a college student who's not drunk, at least doesn't seem drunk, opens the door and pops a seat and then is sitting there for like a minute waiting for the cop to come back. When the cop does get back in the car, the girl is tapping on the glass saying, hey, could you like take me to the bar? To which the cop responds, what the hell are you doing in my car?
Now, do we have the audio? All right. So here it is.
First, you'll hear the knocking. Then you'll hear the police officer is the first person who talks.
All right, here we go.
Why are you in my car?
I'm just wondering if you can take me to the bar. I'm of age.
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
Oh my God.
And then she can't get out.
Of course not. It's a cop car.
Get out of it. No! Close the door! Both of you get over here now! Both of you get over here right now. Give me your IDs.
And so, they get arrested.
I wonder how they got into the car.
That's what I was going to say.
Right?
I'm surprised the door was even open.
Right.
This is what we call fishing with dynamite.
Right?
Yeah. This officer was just like, man, today was an easy day for me. I got one. I didn't have to do anything.
they collared themselves. They just put themselves in the back. I love the fact that the girl assures the police officer, I'm of age.
Not like, hey, I'm in the back of your cop car for some reason. Right. Like, I don't know. I honestly hope the three of us go out into our weekends with as much confidence as that girl.
Right.
I think everyone listening, we should all try to embody her. Right. Because clearly she's living in a world of her own creation.
Yeah. That seems to be today's through line so far is confidence. Whether you're a DoorDash driver or the girl in the back of a cop car. Well, that was, and we know what state that was from or anywhere or anything like that?
No, we don't.
Somewhere in America. The highways and byways, Peter Rapine with his video camera, with his Sony VHS always rolling for incidents. All right, that's great. Peter Rapine of EPOM's World, what is our next headline, please?
All right, next headline is a story about a guy who is actually bending the world to his will. Man says he's manipulating reality to win on scratch-off lottery tickets.
Man says he's manipulating reality to win on scratch-off lottery tickets. All right, and who amongst us hasn't, felt like, why not, and bought a scratch-off lottery ticket?
Yeah, but no one is having quite the luck that this guy is. It's an account on TikTok, and it's, middle-aged man who is showing off his, I don't know exactly what to call it, because he doesn't really tell us a secret. Uh-huh. But he talks about how he spent like $20 on a lotto ticket lost.
Oh, like his method. His method.
Yeah, his method is really just buying lottery tickets. Right. I don't think he has any other secret beyond that. But he wins a lot, and he somehow has convinced himself that he's manipulating reality in doing so.
And he's bragging about this.
Yes, he's bragging. His channel is maybe a little disconcerting. I think some of the videos as standalones are funny, and you know, maybe for some of us that would like to manipulate reality, hopeful.
Are we going to play a little bit of this, Summers? Do we have? Is it appropriate? Can we play because I look at the guy and it looks like something on a Saturday Night Live where he has a T-shirt that's kind of sort of tie dye, but it's all just like in blue and gray, and it's very monochrome. And then the background behind him on the wall is the basically same color and pattern. It looks goofy. All right, let's just play a little bit. Here we go. Here's this guy.
Chinese Zodiac Killer, and I just want to give a quick update on my progress at manipulating reality to win on scratch-offs. Today I bought a $20 lottery ticket and lost, so I bought this $10 lottery ticket and won $200. I won $50 a few times in the last week, and then $100 a few days ago, $200 now. As I said in my very first video of the series, my power is growing.
I love the Chinese Zodiac Killer. Is that what he calls himself?
Yep, that's his account.
That's fantastic. What else? Bought a lottery ticket, lost, bought another one, and won. So right there, that's my power.
I mean, we have no proof that he's lying.
Right. No, we don't. But I just find, I mean, this just goes to prove, in my opinion, you guys are both, Raypod and Zommers, are younger than me. You're more astute with pop culture. But this goes to show me any schmuck can get a TikTok or whatever, and people will follow anything today.
Well, I mean, that is the beauty of TikTok. These are the type of people we should all be following. You don't need to follow Jeff Bezos or Kim Kardashian or Mr. Beast. I want to know what my friend's crazy uncle is doing. And only what Drunk my friend's uncle. Crazy uncle is doing. That's all I want to know. All
right. Peter Raybine of E-Bombs World. This is the kind of stuff you get, by the way, when you spend a little time in Mexico. You come back with absolute winner after winner after winner. All right, next headline.
This next one might be our best of the week. American Airlines accidentally gave a guy $100,000. And he can't give it back.
What? American Airlines accidentally gave a guy $100,000 and he can't give it back. Now explain, because there's been a lot of news these days. Airlines are near misses everywhere. There's smoke in cockpits. I mean, it's just a zoo out there in the air. And now here we have a headline. American Airlines gave a guy $100,000 and he can't give it back. What up?
So there was a post on a flying forum called Flyer Talk, February 23rd. Where user MahiMahi524 posts, anyone have experience dealing with refund error in which they gave you US 100K plus in incorrect funds due to a currency conversion error, question mark? So he was owed $1,000 from American Airlines, and they ended up paying him $100,000. And he contacted them, he called them, he went through all the proper channels to try to return the money, obviously being afraid that they might come for it if he spends it or charge him or anything. And they responded, nope, you've been given the correct amount.
What? And then, again, the handle here, MahiMahi524. I love that. Why doesn't this crap happen to me, Peter? Why, you know?
I know.
This is the kind of stuff I would love to have happen. But I have to say, I love the fact this dude, I'm assuming it's a dude, maybe not, was trying to be honest and said, look, you gave me $99,000 too much. I'm going to give it back to you.
They said, nope.
Keep it.
Keep it.
And we wonder why the cost of airline prices are going up so much.
I know. It's pretty disconcerting flying these days, but at least, you know, someone is doing it the right way.
All right, we're going to come back with more of this. This is fantastic. More great headlines from E-Bombs World, Peter Raypine, Aaron Zommers, and we will wrap up what has been a very crazy week. Come on back. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate.
Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the news. The top of the hour, we have ABC or CBS News updating on the big story of the day. We spent the first 90 minutes of the show on it, an unprecedented event today in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, verbally assaulting a sworn U.S. ally in President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. They were supposed to sign a mineral rights deal that would give Ukraine some protection from Russia. Instead, after the dressing down by Trump and Vance, they went into a private meeting in which reports are now that Trump kicked Zelensky out of the White House and refused to sign the deal. And now Zelensky is apparently on his way back to Ukraine. We will continue to follow this big story across Civic Media, and we will pick it up on Monday. Assuming we still have a country. Right now, though, we finish up with our friend Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World. We can review actual headlines of actual stories of human behavior. But speaking of human behavior, we were talking about this offline. I want to get this out there. For those not watching on the stream, on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Peter, he's a handsome man, and he has a great I say he's one of the finest mustachioed people I know. And you now, Peter, are reporting. Well, tell people what you said offline.
Yeah, so I recently got into an old cell phone of mine, and had a bunch of photos of me from COVID. And during COVID, I grew out my mustache. You know, I hadn't seen it. It left my house in months. And I learned that my mustache does not stop growing. Like, it would just grow and grow and grow and grow. So eventually I braided it. And I look like a general from like pre-Civil War times. Yeah, it's probably my best feature, without a doubt.
That's amazing. I mean, yeah. It's amazing that it just you have such a what was the word I'm looking for?
A gift.
It's a gift. Your mustache is a gift.
I don't know what word you
were
looking for.
Right, I'm not sure either, but I can't wait to see the photos.
In my ID, I have a pretty big mustache, which I don't really have anymore. Whenever I use it, men will always compliment me on it and say, bro, bring back the mustache. Like, that looks so good, or... it's amazing.
Right.
I typically don't take advice from random men about my appearance.
Well,
That's one thing I've learned not to do.
I'm not a rando. Come on.
I'm not saying you. I appreciate your feedback.
All right. Let's get back to the business at hand. Besides Peter's mustache, there's a joke somewhere, but I'm just going to move on. Anyway, I'm really fascinated by this AAA, American Airlines story that they accidentally gave a guy $100,000 and when he was supposed to have $1,000, and they say now because it will screw up his American Express points, he can't refund the money. And they're saying just keep it. That's rememorable. All right. I'm sorry to stay on that one so long, but I love it. All right, next headline.
So this week, Hooters filed for bankruptcy, and it has been a long time coming. We can all play our small, tiny violins together.
Are you saying that Hooters has gone bust?
Yeah, you could say that.
One could say.
But it's been a long time coming. I mean, you know, Buffalo Wild Wings and these kind of like brew chains have popped up over the years. And
I once managed a Tilted Kilt.
Really?
That's a whole other bottle of wine, but yeah.
That's a whole other bottle of wine. But yes, finally Hooters is going under. And so people have been sharing their stories about going to Hooters. And this is actually a plug for me for E-Bombs, because E-Bombs, we are publishing spicy content again.
Oh.
Our adult section, our not safe for work stuff, which if you listen to the show every other week, you're going to say, isn't all of this stuff spicy? Well, I'm going to say no.
No.
Because we get even dirtier and we get even funnier and we get even more tilted in our spicy section. And we have a new writer named Serena Tara who's doing a great job. So check it out. And this story comes from that.
I feel like now you've opened up an entire new segment for our online audience only, perhaps in the future. But yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Most of these stories we cannot talk about on the radio. Right. So headline reads, funny life lessons people learned at Hooters.
Funny life lessons that people learned at Hooters. All right, go ahead.
And surprisingly, a lot of them are gay people realizing that they're gay, whether they're women realizing they're lesbians or men realizing they don't like women. A lot of sexual awakenings, surprisingly, happen at Hooters.
Not surprising for me, anyway.
Not surprising.
as a man who lived in the closet for 37 years. I was going to lead it today with a big story on Kashmir Patel, a new FBI director. He's the new J. Edgar Hoover. Because apparently it turns out, this is real, by the way, it's not made up, that the guy, his address is in Las Vegas, and he lives with another man, and God bless him, as Jerry Seinfeld said, not there's anything wrong with that. But, you know, here's a guy who's going out and attacking folks in the LGBTQ community, and apparently in his private life, that's who he is, which I find weird. Anyway, that's not why you're called. Go ahead. I swear to God, folks, I do not drink during this segment, but go ahead.
But one of the people said, short and sweet story, my dad took me to Hooters when I was 13 and I got so nervous I threw up in the bathroom.
Oh, because he realized he was gay?
I don't know, maybe he was just, you know, saw women and was 13.
I'm sorry, we've used up our time, Peter. That's where we're going to have to end on Hooters. And for some people, they would consider that a happy ending. Peter Rapine, you're fantastic. I'm glad you made it back from Mexico and feeling better. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Thanks, Todd. I look forward to it.
All right.
Take care.
The great mustachioed wonder, Peter Rapine. You can find all those stories at E-Bombs World. You can check it out. Many thanks to Matt Flynn for calling in, for Zomers doing a great job of the board, and all of you for listening. Be kind to each other. Touch grass, as the kids say this weekend. We'll see you on Monday, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we hope you had a great weekend. Jane is back. We have another installment of Beyond the Cheese for you. And don't forget, this shouldn't be a thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation.
Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. The alliance between the U.S. and Ukraine dissolving after a tense exchange at the White House between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky, along with Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. President Trump telling Zelensky to make a deal or we're out. ABC's Martha Raddatz has more.
I imagine this was extremely difficult for President Zelensky to sit through and to hear the things that they were saying to him. J.D. Vance saying flat out, after calling it, diplomacy, you're wrong, having President Trump say to him, Zelensky, who has gotten up every morning and tried to defend his country, hear him say, you wouldn't be a tough guy if it wasn't for us.
According to the White House official, President Trump asked President Zelensky to leave after their Oval Office exchange, Zelensky leaving the White House without taking reporter questions. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.